Hi students, I am Mini Maria Tomi from Atomic Energy Central School, Kaiga. In the previous module, we have learned about definition of sets, representation of a set, empty set, finite and infinite sets, subsets, etc. In this module, we are going to learn about intervals are subset of real numbers, power set, universal set, Venn diagrams, union and intersection of sets, practical problems on union and intersection of sets. First, we will learn about intervals. Intervals are subsets of real numbers. Let A and B be two real numbers such that A less than B. Then the set of real numbers X such that A less than X less than B is called an open interval. All the points between A and B belong to the open interval AB, but AB themselves do not belong to this interval. For example, open interval 3-4 contains all the real numbers from 3 to 4 excluding 3 and 4. Now if we include A and B also into the open interval AB, then we get closed interval AB. That is, the set of all real numbers X such that A less than or equal to X less than or equal to B is called closed interval AB. For example, closed interval 3 to 6 is the set of all real numbers from 3 to 6 including 3 and 6. We can also have intervals closed at one end and open at the other. For example, the set X such that A less than or equal to X less than B, where X belongs to R, is an open interval from A to B, including A but excluding B. Similarly, the set X such that A less than X less than or equal to B, where X belongs to R, is an open interval from A to B, including B but excluding A. An interval contains infinitely many points. We can represent an interval on the number line. For example, the open interval 2, 3 represent all the points on the number line from 2 to 3 excluding 2 and 3. Next, we will learn about power set. The collection of all subset of a set A is called power set of A, and it is denoted by P of A. Remember, in P of A, every element is a set. For example, let A equal to set 1, 2. Then the subsets of A are set 1, set 2, null set, and the set 1, 2 itself. Therefore, power set of A equal to set 5, set 1, set 2 and set 1, 2. Remember, null set is a subset of every set. Also, a set is a subset of itself. Here in this example, the set A equal to 1, 2 contains two elements, that is, n of A equal to 2, and the power set of A contains 4 elements, that is 2 square. So in general, if a set has m elements, then its power set has 2 to the power m elements. Universal set. Usually in a particular context, we have to deal with the elements and subsets of a basic set which is relevant to that particular context. This basic set is called the universal set. The universal set is usually denoted by U and its subsets by the letters A, B, C, etc. For example, while studying the system of numbers, we are interested in the set of natural numbers and its subsets, such as the set of all prime numbers, the set of all even numbers, and so on. Here, we can take the set of natural numbers as the universal set. Venn diagrams. Most of the relationships between sets can be represented by means of diagrams, which are known as Venn diagrams. Venn diagrams are named after the English logician John Venn. In a Venn diagram, the universal set is represented usually by a rectangle and its subsets by circles or ellipse. In Venn diagrams, the elements of the sets are written in their respective circles. For example, let U equal to 1, 2, 3 up to 10 is the universal set, of which A equal to 1, 2, 4, 8 and B equal to 3, 5, 7 are subsets. These sets can be represented using Venn diagram. Here, while drawing the Venn diagram, the universal set U is represented by a rectangle and the subsets A and B are represented by using circle or ellipse. Since 1, 2, 4, 8 belongs to A but does not belong to B, it is represented inside A. Similarly, 3, 5 and 7 are marked inside B. Since 6, 9 and 10 does not belong to A and B, they are marked outside the circle but inside the rectangles. Now we will study about operations on sets. Union of sets. The union of two sets A and B is the set C, which consists of all those elements which are either in A or in B, including those which are in both. By using symbol, we write A union B equal to set of all X such that X belongs to A or X belongs to B. For example, let A equal to set 2, 4, 6, 8 and B equal to set 6, 8, 10, 12. Find A union B. Here, A union B equal to set 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Now let us see another example. Let A equal to set A, E, I, O, U and B equal to set A, I, U. Now here A union B equal to the set A, E, I, O, U, which is same as set A. We can note that B is a subset of A, therefore A union B is also equal to A. So in general, if B subset of A, then A union B equal to A. Some properties of the operation of union. First one, commutative law. That is, if A and B are two sets, then A union B equal to B union A. Second property is associative law. Let A, B and C are three sets, then A union B union C equal to A union B union C. Third one is law of identity element. That is, A union phi equal to A, where phi is called the identity element of U. Fourth one, idempotent law. That is, A union A equal to A. Next one, law of U, that is U union A equal to U. Intersection of sets. The intersection of two sets A and B is the set of all those elements which belong to both A and B. Symbolically, we write A intersection B equal to set of all X such that X belongs to A and X belongs to B. For example, let A equal to set 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and B equal to set 2, 5, 7. Then A intersection B equal to set 2. If B is a subset of A, then A intersection B will be equal to B. If A and B are two sets such that A intersection B equal to 5, then A and B are called disjoint sets. That means they don't have any element in common. Some properties of operation of intersection. First one is commutative property. If A and B are two sets, then A intersection B equal to B intersection A. Second one, associative property or associative law. If A, B and C are three sets, then A intersection B intersection C equal to A intersection B intersection C. Third one, law of phi and U, that is phi intersection A equal to phi and U intersection A equal to A. Next one, idempotent law, that is A intersection A equal to A. Next one is distributive law. A intersection B union C equal to A intersection B union A intersection C. Here, intersection distributes over union. That is A intersection B union C equal to A intersection B union A intersection C. Practical problems on union and intersection of two sets. Let A and B be finite sets. If A intersection B equal to 5, then number of elements in A union B equal to number of elements in A plus number of elements in B. If A and B are finite sets, then number of elements in A union B equal to number of elements in A plus number of elements in B minus number of elements in A intersection B. For example, let X and Y are two sets such that X union Y has 50 elements. If X has 28 elements and Y has 32 elements, how many elements does X intersection Y have? That means we have to find out how many elements X and Y have common. Solution: number of elements in X union Y equal to 50, number of elements in X is 28, number of elements in Y equal to 32. Therefore, by using the formula, number of elements in X union Y equal to n of X plus n of Y minus n of X intersection Y, we get n of X intersection Y equal to n of X plus n of Y minus n of X union Y equal to 28 plus 32 minus 50, that is equal to 10. Thus, in this module, we have studied about intervals, a subset of real numbers, power set, union of set, intersection of sets, Venn diagram, universal set, and some practical problems on union and intersection of sets. Hope you understood this module. Now try to solve exercise 1.3 and 1.4. If you have any doubt, you can ask your mathematics teacher. Thank you.